Mr. Baird had a terrific educational background. He was very bright. He was extremely personable. Everybody liked him. You've seen pictures of him. He was a big man. He was not a fashion plate. He always looked a little bit lumpy. It just wasn't his thing to, I remember going up to McNeil and Moore, which was then the fashionable store in those days, and Mrs. Baird and his secretary, Grace Christnacht, were after him to buy a new coat. And he bought a new camel's hair coat. Somehow that camel's hair coat never quite looked right on Mr. Baird, but he was a dear man. He liked young people. He used to tease me mercifully when I worked with Bob Baird, and he teased me because he knew I liked it, and he liked to kind of ferret out me a little bit to find out what I was all about. He had a tremendous amount of charm. He was at a first-rate mind. His inclination was to hang around the academic community some. They moved from the east side of Milwaukee to the west side, I think, because he felt it was a little too stuffy over on the east side, which was sort of typical of him. He had many hobbies. One of them was woodworking. I still have a cribbage board that he made me and gave me. I treasure it. He used to stamp it with a Baird name under it, as if he'd bought it at some upscale facility in New York. He was had a weakness for hardware stores. He never went to a hardware store. He didn't buy five of everything and give four of what he bought to his friends and kept one for himself. He was probably an environmentalist in some ways. He loved the outdoors. He had a little cabin up on the Chippewa River at Ojibwa, Wisconsin, which Baird later had a cabin there that was built in the days of the excess profits tax during World War II. He loved that cabin. I don't think Mrs. Baird gave a hoot for it. It was pretty rustic. He always said coming back to town and finding all that marvelous plumbing was a thrill after hanging out at his cabin on the river. But he was a most unique man.